Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today, like last week's episode, is going to be a little bit shorter because I just want to briefly cover a very important news story for you that I think is very relevant for the upcoming election. We are going to be talking about Operation Swing State. You are going to want to stick around for this episode, but before I get into it, I want to tell you about a really exciting upcoming event put on by Parents Matter Coalition, the Fall 2024 Education and Empowerment Series. Parents and communities are waking up to the issues affecting our children, but still want to understand why it's happening, who's behind it, and what they can do to reclaim their rights and their families. In this series of enlightenment and encouragement, attendees will be empowered to take action step by step using the knowledge, resources, and tools that can help protect our kids and lead to lasting change. A question and answers session will be held at the conclusion of each program. Everyone who loves children and cares about their futures should plan to attend. This is a really important event that is going to equip you with the knowledge and tools necessary to help protect and shield your children from the attacks against the radical left. You're going to want to find out more by going to illinoisfamily.org/events. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. Now, you might be wondering, what is Operation Swing State? This sounds like a very undercover special mission going on, and surprisingly, it kind of is. NPR Illinois recently covered the work of this operation, quote, "On a hot sunny day in September, Elizabeth Posner and Mark Steen, two volunteers from Illinois, drove around the politically purplish city of Racine, Wisconsin, with a stack of Democratic pamphlets at the ready. Guided by an app with a list of registered voters, Steen stopped his Volkswagen on a quiet street where he and Posner started knocking on doors." Now, I understand that what I just read to you did not give you hardly any information besides that there are volunteers from Illinois driving to purplish cities like Racine, Wisconsin, and handing out Democratic pamphlets and knocking on doors. However, this operation, like the article will continue to go into detail, is for the sole purpose of causing voters in swing states like Wisconsin. We know Wisconsin was a really big state for the 2020 election, and it's geared up to be the same type of important state for the 2024 election that's coming up on November 5th. And what these volunteers, these Democratic volunteers, are doing is they're driving to swing states like Wisconsin, they're knocking on doors, and they are asking voters to vote for Kamala Harris. Now, you might be thinking that this is a normal thing for Democrat parties to do, or even Republican parties to do, to start knocking on doors, handing out pamphlets, trying to involve the community in voting, trying to inform the communities what the issues are. And normally, I would say yes, because Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action, does a lot of work with informing the people of Illinois of what's going on, what policies are being put in place by our state government, what our representatives are doing, what our senators are doing. However, why this operation is so off or so strange is that it's Illinois volunteers driving to other states. I can't think of a time or a political campaign where other states were embarking on the territory of other states. This is why it is drawing so much attention. And you'll be interested to know what the sole cause is for voters being pushed or encouraged to vote for Kamala Harris. The sole purpose is because of her stance on abortion. So not only are Illinois Democrats, such as United States Representative Jan Schakowsky, she is the Illinois Representative for Congress from District 9, she has labeled herself the godmother of Operation Swing State. Not only are Illinois Democrats dedicated to unlimited abortion access in the state of Illinois, where Governor Pritzker has said that he has the dream or the goal of making Illinois the abortion capital of the United States. Not only are they concerned about Illinois having full-fledged abortion access, but they are so bloodthirsty. And yes, I use that word knowing exactly what I mean. They are so bloodthirsty that they are rallying volunteers to drive to swing states, knock on doors, and urge people to vote for Kamala Harris purely based on her stance on abortion, on the slaughter of children. Now, it's unfortunate that so many of the people noted in the NPR article are voting for Kamala Harris because of her stance on abortion. And not only people in Wisconsin, but we've seen this from celebrities. We've seen this from Taylor Swift and others, that the sole purpose of them voting for Kamala Harris is her dedication to reproductive freedom for women, her dedication to making sure that women can slaughter their children with no legal repercussions, of enshrining it in law. We know that Kamala Harris opposed the Roe v. Wade overturning, and she is dedicated to re-enshrining abortion in United States law. Like I said before, it's very unfortunate that a lot of these voters that are mentioned in this article are voting for Kamala Harris because she is so radical in her abortion policies. One person said that he can't imagine his daughters not having the right to abortion access. And while initially it makes me angry that children and their lives are on the line with these policies, it makes me really sad that we have a nation so divided on the issue of abortion. Suffice it to say, and I would go as far to say, that we are as divided, if not more so, on the issue of abortion than on the issue of slavery. Kristen Hawkins, from her pro-life work, has actually laid out the similarities of the slavery argument and the abortion argument. Both arguments said that certain types of people are property or belong to us, and we can decide what to do with them. The argument is the same for both categories of people. And so ultimately, it breaks my heart that our nation is so divided on whether or not you should be allowed to slaughter your baby. It's really sad. And now I want to go back a little bit. Remember, the original stance on abortion was safe, legal, and rare. This was promoted by Hillary Clinton and others as a more measured approach to abortion, saying that no woman really wants to get an abortion, but sometimes she has to. And so because she has to, we have to make abortion safe, legal, and rare. It has to be for special cases. Now we know, hindsight being 2020 for some, but those of us who saw this coming, we knew that the mantra, safe, legal, rare, was a method to hide the true intention of the abortion movement. Because even though safe, legal, rare was meant to make abortion safe, legal, and rare, it doesn't matter, because no matter how safe, legal, and rare slaughtering people is, no matter the circumstance, abortion is always the murder of an innocent child and is an abomination in the sight of God. Doesn't matter if it's safe, legal, and rare. It should never be legal. It is not safe, and rarity has nothing to do with whether something is ethical or not. So abortion was always meant to be this radical idea. You can legally slaughter your child at any stage of pregnancy for any reason. It was always meant to be that way, and we're seeing that. That is Kamala Harris's position. Through all 9 months of pregnancy, she has promoted abortion. Tim Walz's abortion laws in Minnesota allowed 8 babies to die from botched abortions. And the media doesn't want you to know that, but it's true. 8 babies suffocated, took their last breaths after a botched abortion, and were refused medical care because of these radical abortion policies. This is the stance of Kamala Harris. In fact, abortion is where Kamala Harris shines. It's what most animates her in a discussion. We've seen this in the debates. We've seen this in her subsequent interviews, that whenever the topic of abortion is brought up, it is what most lights her up, which one is really sad, and two is extremely scary and dangerous, that slaughtering children is what excites you. When Kamala Harris was Attorney General of California, and we've referenced these facts in previous episodes, but I really want to drive home this point. And yes, I'm going to tie it back into Operation Swing State. When Kamala Harris was Attorney General of California. She co-sponsored the FACT Act, which Governor Brown later signed into law. And here's what she said, quote, "I am proud to have co-sponsored the Reproductive FACT Act, which ensures that all women have equal access to comprehensive reproductive health care services and that they have the facts they need to make informed decisions about their health and their lives," end quote. And now there is a lot I could do to break apart the argument that she just made, but I don't want to do that. I just want to focus on what the FACT Act is. And I realize that this statement does not give you any idea of what she's promoting. And I think that's very intentional. So what the FACT Act did was this required pro-life pregnancy centers to advertise abortion. When a young woman, pregnant and scared, walked into a pro-life pregnancy center, this act would require the workers not to offer her care and free resources right away, but they would be required to inform her first where she can get an abortion. Now, thankfully, the Supreme Court deemed this law as a violation of the First Amendment, and it was repealed. And then, as senator in 2019, Kamala Harris voted against the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. And what this act would do is it would require medical attention to be given to any baby that happened to survive a botched abortion, the same medical care that any baby would receive. And she voted against this. Tying this back into Tim Walz's radical abortion laws in Minnesota, where 8 babies suffocated after a botched abortion and were refused medical care. They want to pretend that, one, this didn't happen, and two, they aren't for this. And yet, we have proof that she voted against the very law in California that would have prevented this from happening. Now, the Harris-Walz campaign wants you to think that, one, they don't want babies to die after botched abortions. They want them to receive medical care. And two, babies dying after botched abortions, not receiving medical care, doesn't happen. And first of all, that's not true. We know the facts. We have it on record that 8 babies suffocated and were refused medical care after a botched abortion in Minnesota because of Tim Walz's abortion laws. And we also know, we have proof, that Kamala Harris voted against, in California, the very law that would protect babies from receiving medical care after a botched abortion. She voted against it. Essentially, she was saying that no, she wants those babies to die. She is completely fine with babies who are born alive after a botched abortion. She is completely fine with them not receiving any type of medical care, any type of intervention. She's completely fine with them just dying. Democrats are hell-bent on making sure abortion rights are once again encoded in law. And they are getting desperate. They are getting desperate to the point that they are driving to other states to try to convince people to vote for Kamala Harris because of her radical abortion policies. This is the sole reason. Abortion is the sole reason why Illinois Democrat volunteers are driving to swing states. It's not because of the border. It's not because of economics. It's because of abortion. So where does this put us as conservatives, more importantly, as Christians? It's that we have a moral and civil duty to oppose Kamala Harris's election, if for no other reason than her radical views on abortion and her dismissal of the sanctity of life. Life is precious to God. He is the giver of life. He is the author of life. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He is the authority of everything, and he has deemed that life is valuable from the moment of conception. We see this throughout scripture in the Psalms, when David is praising God for how fearfully and wonderfully he has made him, when he is recounting how he was knitted together in his mother's womb, when Jeremiah was chosen from his mother's womb to be set apart as a prophet to the people, when John the Baptist leapt in the womb, when Mary arrived with news that she was carrying our Savior. Life is precious to God. In fact, in the Old Testament, if a woman was pregnant and was caught in some type of quarrel or argument, and she was hit in the stomach, and the baby died because of that, the person that hit her in the stomach was to be put to death. Life is precious to God. Preborn life is precious to God. And so you as a Christian have a moral duty, if not a civil duty, a moral duty. You have a biblical duty, a God-given responsibility to oppose Kamala Harris's election on November 5th. You have no excuse before fellow believers. You have no excuse for your children, to your grandchildren, or to God for giving up your civil duty, for giving up your moral duty. There is no reason for you to sit out on this election. There is no reason for you to vote for Kamala Harris. None whatsoever. In conclusion, election day is November 5th, and you have a duty, Christian, you have a duty, conservative, moral and civil, to vote for life. Until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is self-evident.